Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely city of Austin, Texas. Yes, I'm back. I am back in Austin, and I'm grateful to God to be in this place at such a time as this, because this is sort of where God has put me in this window in this season. There's some purposes and plans that God has intended for us, and you know, we got to always be about staying in step with Him. And I had a great, incredible time in New Mexico with our friend, our brother in Christ, and our sister in Christ, Zeph Daniel and Trish Daniel, his lovely, incredible wife, and the two of them together have just been such an encouragement to what it is that we're doing as we continue to go forward in God's directive for us and for His people. You know, at such a time as this, you know, we are supposed to be about the purposes of God in the earth. There's an incredible, epic struggle between light and dark, between the powers of good and truth and righteousness and Jesus Christ and everything that's not. You know, Jesus said, look, whoever's not for me is against me. And, you got to know where He's coming from in that. And so we got to choose. We have to choose the side that we're on, and when you do that, you got to walk it out. Now, sometimes one thing that seems to happen is people get confused with the world in its many different forms, and sometimes they get confused with the religion of Christianity being something that it's really not. The religion of Christianity does not substitute for a true living relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are people out there in this world that they're very religious, they're very spiritual, but they don't know Christ. And to know Him, now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true living God, and your Son whom you sent, Jesus Christ. That is John 17. And verse number 3 says, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And so that's, I read that on purpose, just so that I do not paraphrase, because sometimes you got to hear these things from the Word. So that is life. True life is to know Christ. True life is knowing Him. If you don't know Him, then you don't know life. If you don't know Jesus, then you don't have what you need. If you don't have Christ Jesus in your heart, and if you don't have a real connection and a real relationship with Him, you're missing the truth. You're missing the reality. You're missing what God has destined you for. So, there's a lot of people that have settled into religion. They've settled into a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. And usually with these people, if there's any truth in them at all, they're very unsatisfied. They're very, something just gnawing away at them because they know there's something more. Look, there is more to life than having a career, raising a family, going to the games, doing all those things. There's so much more to life that God intends and has for His people. But ultimately, He wants His people to walk in relationship with Him. He wants them to live in awe of what is real and what is true. He doesn't want them to live in the illusion, and He doesn't want them to live as a slave. He does not want His people to waste their life and their energy and their effort wrapped up in the illusion of the world and the world system, and to be exploited by that. You know, the world is a system of slavery. The system of the world is one that enslaves and destroys people. And look, there's no loyalty in the world either. The world will chew people up and spit them out as fast as it can. You know, the people of the world, you know, they will throw each other under the bus, you know, the second that it is financially profitable to them. There is no loyalty with them. And, you know, you can see that happening in current events from time to time. And that's kind of their system of letting each other know, look, don't break ranks or all that you think you have in their system is going to be taken from you. And they do that to each other. You know, when the time comes, then that's how you know that what they had wasn't really theirs. What they had was because they were part of the collective, because they were part of the system, because they agreed to play ball and sell their soul and do the work of the devil, which John 10 tells us that is to steal and to kill and to destroy. So because they've been part of that work of stealing and killing and destroying, they got a pass and they were allowed to be part of that system. And as a result of being part of that system, as soon as they did something to break ranks, or even if perhaps even they just found, hey, it's just more profitable to get rid of this guy, you know, they will. They will. They will devour and destroy their own. You know, ultimately, when everything comes down, the worlders kill each other. They destroy each other. There's zero loyalty in their system. They move through each other. At a breakneck pace when they get going. And, you know, they're oftentimes trying to jockey for position and see what they can do to last a little bit longer than the next guy. But they're always on the losing end. Now, God liberates us from that. God sets us free from that. The beauty of the gospel is to be saved out of the world and the world system. The beauty of the gospel is to be not just set free from sin. Because that's, you know, I was talking to a buddy the other day about this. And, you know, in a lot of quote-unquote churches, they talk about Jesus coming to save you from your sins. And, yes, but that's only part of it. Jesus came to save us from our sins. But see, the thing is, the sins are like the shackle that's on your feet. But the world and the world system is the prison itself. And what Jesus did was he came and delivered us, not just from our sins, but he delivered us from the world and the world system. So a lot of people, what they do is they say, oh, okay, so, you know, Jesus saved you from your sins. So pray the sinner's prayer, right? And they pray to be, you know, forgiven of their sins. But then they stay in the world. They stay in the prison. They stay in that system. They stay and become part and parcel of the system. So they're still enslaved. They're just, yeah, they're still walking around in that whole thing. Okay, here. Let me clarify it a little bit further. Go to Galatians chapter 1. And it says, verse 3 says, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 4, who gave himself for our sins. For what reason? That he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. So, can I read that again? Please, yes. Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. So it's God's will to deliver us from this present evil world, not just to save us from our sins. This is where the bulk of churches have completely misled the people. Completely. If they don't talk about the world and the world system and what it is and how it manifests, if they just talk about the sins, then what they do is they use the sins as a means of guilting each other. And there's a whole bunch of lists of do's and don'ts within the church system. Tons of them. don't drink alcohol, don't go to a movie, don't smoke a cigarette, don't do this, don't do that, here's the list, you better come on Wednesday, you better come on Friday, you better come to the Tuesday night Bible study, you better come to this, you better come to that, oh, you showed up late, oh, you're not part of a home group, oh, you're not this, oh, you're not that, you haven't done this, you haven't done that, you have done this, you haven't done that. My gosh. It's a whole set of bondage. You know, in fact, the whole book of Galatians is about a set of people that God had set free and they got bewitched and brought back into bondage. They never got out of the world. They never got out of the world system. So Jesus Christ died for them. He gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. And they didn't get out. They had the gospel, they had the truth. Jesus said in John 10:10, I came that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. So he wanted them to have not just life, but abundant life, gave himself for that life, created the way, created the path, and they didn't walk out of it. They didn't leave it. Isn't that just like the devil? Isn't that just like the devil to set up shop someplace and give people a form of godliness that denies the power thereof? Who really wants to be free? You know, this is another thing too, is there's a lot of people that really don't want to be free because they identify with their slavery. They've been slaves for so long. They've been victims for so long. They've been part of the system for so long. They don't know anything else. It's actually scary for them to try to really follow God, to follow God for real, to trust Him to provide for them, to trust Him to protect them, to trust Him to walk ahead of them, to trust Him to be their good shepherd. They don't want that. What they want is they want a setup where they can have the world and they can also say that they love God and they love Jesus. But it doesn't work like that. You can't serve two masters. Jesus said you can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. You're going to serve one and despise the other. And in that one, he was also talking about, he says, you can't love both God and mammon. You know, you can't go... there's a lot of people that look to the world and that which is in the world, and they have a love of what's in the world for their provision, their status, their everything. They can't handle what it means to truly follow Christ, which is, look, though you lose everything else, yet if you have God, you have everything, and you have what is truly your heart's desire. You know, Moses faced that while he was in the wilderness. When he was in the wilderness, and God said, okay, you know what, Moses, these people are ticking me off. If I go with you, I'm going to end up killing all of them. So he said, I will send my angel ahead of you, and he will clear out the land, and you guys can have the promised land, and I'm going to do that whole part. But he said, but, you know, I'm not going to go with you. So essentially, they were going to get the promise, but the presence of God was not going to go with them. And what did Moses say? He said, you know what, Lord, I can't. I cannot. We will not leave this place unless your presence goes with us. Because what will distinguish us from the people around us if it's not your presence? If it's not that real, true relationship with you, if it's not the real thing, if it's not you, the one true living God, what will distinguish us from that which is around us? So, you know, in the process of that all being revealed and exposed, you ended up with the revelation that, you know, for the one that loves the truth, you are not going to go forward without Christ. You're not going to go forward without Him. But for those that love the world, hey, you know, if they can have the world and have the things in the world, that's what they want. And they're happy if they can get it with God or without God, as long as they can have the world. So the byproduct of that is that you can have success in the world, but you miss Christ. And if you miss Christ, you've lost it all. If you miss the truth, you've lost it all. If you miss what's real, you've lost it all. So, a part of reality and being a real one and being a true one is you want God. You want the real thing, and you will not settle for something less. You will not tolerate something less. You cannot have anything less than what's real. And you know that in your heart. You know that in your soul. Without the truth, without that which is real, you won't go forward. And you will ask, you will seek, you will knock. You will ask for that truth, you will seek it, and you will knock and you will look, and you want that. And God sees the person that wants that. God knows the heart that is hungry and thirsty for righteousness and that which is real. And He will find a way to get that to that person. But if you don't want it, you're not going to have it. If you're content with the illusion, you will live in a strong delusion. Because they refuse to love the truth, God gives them over to a powerful delusion, that they believe the lie, and in doing so, they're damned. There's a lot of people that live in the delusion that they are walking with God, but they do not love the truth, and they do not love Him, and because of that, they live in a lie, and because of that, they miss what's real. Yeah. You know, actually, Romans 1 talks some about that. And, you know, maybe I should just read you a little bit from this. Verse 16 in Romans chapter 1 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shown it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Ah, yeah, sounds like the world we live in right now, doesn't it? Now, here's the thing. The darker the world gets, the brighter you will shine when you walk with God and you walk in the truth. Let your light shine before men, and let your light shine in the truth. Look, all you got to do is walk with Him in truth. Walk with Him in integrity. Walk with Him the way that He reveals to walk. And do that which He has for you to do. You will shine. You will be a witness. Everywhere you go, your life will be a living epistle, and people will read your life and know that there is another way, and there is a different way, and there is a truth that they have rejected. And that is part of our ministry in the earth, is to be the truth, and to walk in the truth, and to know the truth. And this is life. That they might know Thee, the one true living God, and Son whom He sent, Jesus Christ. You are called to walk in that. You are called to be that. You are called to complete that which God has for you to do while you're here in the earth. All the things the world chases after are vanity. They're wasteful. They're a waste of life. There's nothing there. But the work of the living God, it has eternal lasting benefit. It has purpose. It has fulfillment. It has truth. It has life. It has balance. And His yoke is easy. His burden is light. It fits perfectly. What God has called you to is perfect for you. And you will find fulfillment and peace, and the completion of every promise that He has made to you will be found in following Him. So 100% all in with the living God, nothing less, and allow Him to flow through you. And here's something else you got to know. Elijah was a man just like us. Scriptures talk about this. There is incredible power in your prayer. One man walking with the living God shut down a nation. One man walking with the living God closed up the skies. The rain did not fall for 3 years. He knew to pray. He had power in the presence of God to pray and to ask God, and God affected what happened on the earth. You have power in Jesus' name, and when you align with Him, the power of God flows through you, and this is what the world seeks to keep from happening with you. This is why it works to compromise you. This is why it works to influence your mind. This is why it works to get you off track, because if you get aligned with this and you move in the power of God and you move in the reality of who you are in Him, not this religious bullshit, but the truth and the reality of who Christ is, and you line up with that, you can change the world. God wants you to do that. He wants you to know the fullness of who He is while you walk in this life now, not something for the future, but today. And this day you can live in the power of the living God. And with that, you know, we just want to encourage you and bless you. And just say, hey, keep on keeping on. You know, we'll catch up with you guys soon. Drop us an email. Say hi. We appreciate you. We love you guys. And yeah, we are going to be doing some things in the U.S. for a little bit. And but keep up with us. You know, the best way is just check the homepage, faithmix.com. And, you know, we got the other things there too, but that's the main landing page. So we're glad we have our own site. And as time goes on, it's going to be more and more apparent why we have that. So, hey, we love you guys. We'll catch up with you soon. Talk to you soon.